Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Mitch Free, a member of our Brain Trust, global entrepreneur, founder of MFG.com. And we're talking about success strategies, some things that you need to pay attention to as the CEO of your company to make sure that you're on the right track. We talked about understanding customers have very new and very fast changing expectations. We talked about different ways of thinking about the people around you, not just as customers but as communities. One of the things I want you to talk about now, Mitch, is something that's really with your background in manufacturing, really has disrupted manufacturing in a lot of ways, and that's technology. Talk to us about how we should think about technology.
Yeah. So one of the things I like to use as we begin is just talk about some, you know, a few analogies of things that have happened. And, when the ability to rip a CD happened, that changed the music industry forever. Yeah. Because when we couldn't rip music, then the music industry was pretty stable. They would sell us an album or whatever, we would consume that. But then all of a sudden we began able to rip it. And then we could rip selective things from selective CDs and then upload them online. It became digital, and it just totally disrupted and changed the music industry forever. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I see when I think about digital manufacturing is with amazing laser scanners out there now that are not very costly, you can in effect rip products. You can take almost any product today. You can scan that on a 3D printer. You can print the product. And so there's a really interesting shift coming that product companies are going to have to deal with, and others.
So you're saying that consumers are soon going to be like little Chinas?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's how China does. That's basically all China does is rip off other people.
Well, there definitely are some intellectual property issues that I've experienced those firsthand in China.
I'm sure you have.
So that technology coming along, you know, is definitely going.
That's
to
a major disruptor, isn't it?
Well, that is a big disruptor. But there's other. I know you're going to talk about Uber, you know, later. So I won't get too much on that. But business models where the middleman is being, you know, there was a big move where the middleman was being disrupted. With models like Uber, you're seeing the middleman coming back, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they're doing that because they're adding a layer of service and convenience to it.
But what is all this? If all this is becoming fast, very fast to do, very more easily to do, the barriers to entry are much lower, and it almost becomes democratized, like ripping a CD. Mm-hmm. How are people going to protect their intellectual property?
Well, you know, protecting intellectual property is going to be harder than ever.
It is, isn't it? Over the next generation or two.
It is. And that's where the key is to build a business based around the customer and the customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
The customer, as we were talking earlier, allowing those customers to buy the way they want to buy, when they want to buy. Because that's going to be the differentiator is the channel and being the easiest place to buy. Because it's going to be harder and harder to differentiate your company or your product or your service because it's just too easy and fast to copy. That's one of the downsides of technology, I guess, today.
Mm-hmm. But back to technology itself, one of the things that small business owners are dealing with right now is they're not, even if they're embracing technology, even if they're prepared to embrace technology and use it to the maximum extent, These days, there's so many different technologies, new ones coming out, we're hearing about all the time. It makes us feel like we're behind, even though we're working really hard at it. What do you think?
That's absolutely right. And you know what, making a, it's hard to make a wrong technology decision because you got to get in the game, you got to play, and you're not going to get it right all the time. But you know, everything, as you know, small business today, you can run everything out of the cloud. You know, you can use things like Google Apps and QuickBooks Online and Zoho for CRM. There's every tool out there to quickly assemble, you know, and make a small business very efficient. Even phone.
But if you're a legacy small business, you've been around for 20, 30 years, and you're having to make the shift. That's a pretty disrupting thing. Even though the end result is more productivity, more efficiency, making that shift, turning loose of some of those old legacy applications is tough.
It is, and the majority of small businesses, we get engaged in our business and serving the customers and that next sale and that next customer service, and so we don't really have time.
But eventually it's going to catch up, where can they find out more about you, Mitch, and find out what are the things that you talk about?
Oh, you can search for me for Forbes, Mitch Free at Forbes, or just MitchFree.com.
MitchFree.com. He's a Forbes contributor, as am I. Hey, Mitch, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will do it. Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. We're going to get Mitch back another day to talk to us about 3D printing, a little bit more about that. How about that? We'll do that soon. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.